Welcome to another episode of Monday Coffee. This week, what I want to talk to you about is a third way. And what inspired this in me is the fact that we are more polarized than ever. We are set in this idea of binary, either this or that type of thought. So maybe you're thinking, we need to reopen the economy. This is just infringing on the rights of people. Or you're saying, we can't do that just yet because we want to protect people from this virus. We are just stuck in two different camps, and there is no third way. You're either this or you're that. Too often, our world sets up these dualistic ideas that you can only do this, or you're in this camp if you say this or believe this, and you're not in this camp. But in John 8, one of the stories that I love about Jesus because it keeps giving me more and more every time I read it or think about it, is his encounter with the woman caught in adultery. Now, the whole context of this is that this was during the Festival of Booths. This was a time that was kind of a big celebration. It was like a festival, like a music festival. Think about people camping in tents. And what happened was somebody probably ended up in somebody else's booth or tent that wasn't supposed to. And people found out. And it was this woman. And so the law required that this woman be put to death by stoning. And Jesus encounters this. And now Jesus is involved because Jesus stops it and asks what this woman has done. And now Jesus is faced with two different ideas. People are waiting to see what Jesus is going to do. So Jesus is caught up in this. And Jesus has two options as we see it, as the context gives it. One, he can either let the stoning happen, and he is right to do so because it's the law. It's the Old Testament law. It's the law of God. Or he can free her, and therefore he is letting somebody go that has done something wrong and there's no consequences. And so Jesus is set in this moment, in this place, that he either chooses this or that. At least that's how the people see it that are witnessing this. But instead, what Jesus does is he takes a third way. He then says, those without sin cast the first stone. So now it's no longer about him saying she is free to go or go ahead and stone her and kill her. But now he is saying, we need to look inside ourselves to see if we are the ones that can be doing the judgment. So Jesus gives us a third way, and oftentimes in other stories, Jesus does this as well. He's faced with a question. He's faced with a question particularly to set him in a camp, to set him in a tribe. If he answers it a certain way, then he's with them or he's with us. And this is a lot of what we're doing with this whole pandemic, with politics. Now we know, this is the first time that I can think of in a long time, that physically we can sometimes tell the politics of people based on who's wearing masks and who isn't. And there's a whole plethora of things that go into this. But what I want us to think about as Christians, as people of faith who are called to love our neighbor as ourselves, how can we do that the best? How can we pick a third way so we're not being grouped into tribes and grouped into a non-ending debate? How can we love our neighbor this week? What's the third way you can take? And this may be different for each person. But what is the third way that Jesus is showing you? What is the third way? For me, it has been figuring out that we are all instinctually fearful of this. No matter who you are, if you're right or left, we are scared. So in that scaredness, that fear comes out in different ways. So maybe for some, it's fear of government overreach. Maybe for some, it's fear of their business not making it. For some of them, it's fear of their loss of a job. On the other end, for some people, it's fear that we are going to spread this virus and our loved ones are going to die from it. For some of us, it's fear that it may be that our moral Our moral character of our country is deteriorating, and we are no longer caring for those who are the most vulnerable amongst us. So for me, that has been the third way to find that we are all scared in some way. We are just expressing it in different ways. So how can we connect based on that common emotion? That's my inspiration for this week, and I hope you find a third way to connect with others today and this week. Have a great week.